Nick DiGilio here on a Monday morning. And it's Monday morning. That means a little bit my dad will be telling a joke because it's a jokey time. We also have a Blackhawks Express from last night's game. Hawks won. It was a shutout. Corey's seventh shutout of the season, which is great. By the way, he's not going to the All-Star game. Yeah. but we are going to be talking about TV shows that you think should be brought back. The X-Files is back. I've got it on my DVR. I'm very excited about it. I was a huge X-Files fan originally in the 90s, and I'm very excited that it's back. It's only six episodes, and I'm very excited that it's back. But what TV shows would you like to see come back? 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, do you have any that you would like to see come back?
I first thought of Happy Endings.
Yeah.
I miss that show a lot.
Yeah, that was on for three seasons, I think, something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. It was pretty short.
That was a funny show.
Yes.
That was a funny show. The great Casey Wilson, ex-SNL cast member. She's one of like four female cast members who got fired from SNL who have gone on to do great stuff. Casey Wilson being one of them. She was on Happy Endings. Michaela Watkins has gone on to do some great stuff. Noelle Wells, who is my future ex-wife, she was on a Master of None. And, wait a minute. Michaela Watkins, Noelle Wells. Why am I blanking on the other? Casey Wilson. And I love her, too. And I can't believe I'm blanking on her name right now because I'm a moron. Michaela Watkins, Noelle Wells. Jenny Slate. Jenny Slate, who has the distinction of being the only cast member on the first night of her show to drop the F-bomb live on air. And that didn't get her fired. She was there the whole season, and it was her first episode, and she dropped the F-bomb on air. But she's gone on to do great stuff. Esmeralda, have you seen this movie called Obvious Child?
I haven't. I heard good things, though.
It's great. She's phenomenal in it. And her stint on Parks and Rec... Oh,
yes.
My God, was she funny on that show. Oh, man. So, all right, cool. So Happy Endings, first one that popped up in Esmeralda's head. Dan, what about you? Is there any TV show that you would like to see come back?
One recent and one further back. One recent, there was a show on NBC called A to Z that actually just got canceled this past year. It was produced by Rashida Jones, and it was just a really smart, really well done, romantic, but still funny comedy show.
Yeah.
That just, I enjoyed all, I think they made it through 12 episodes, but all 12 episodes were great and really funny and really well done and just didn't stick for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And, I thought that show deserved a better fate. The other one is Quantum Leap.
Well, of course. I knew that was.
Yeah. I actually, in my head, have written the return episode. There was one episode in the old series where Dr. Sam Beckett leaped back into what would be the present day for him in 1999, and he discovers he has a wife, and he didn't remember that because his brain is Swiss cheese due to stapes, and they indicate that they do what married couples do when they haven't seen each other for a while. So she gets pregnant. Now his 19-year-old daughter travels back through time to try to save him.
So. Look at that.
So why haven't you just written this and posted it up on the internet, as everyone does,
right,
with fan fiction?
Because that's the extent of it.
Let me ask you this, Dan. When you came up with this idea, the fact that it's his 19-year-old daughter, did this happen? Did you come up with this less than 9 months ago?
I had it in my head, but
And then as soon as Emily was born,
I
was like,
it might have been, because coincidentally enough, Emily was born over a holiday weekend, and they were showing a Quantum Leap marathon. So it was literally holding my 3-month-old daughter watching Quantum Leap episodes in the hospital room. So
there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, that's very, all right. There you go. I was not shocked at all that you said Quantum Leap. I, of course, would love to see where the gang from Felicity is. But J.J. Abrams has a few other things that he's doing now. I don't think J.J. Abrams is going to go back to Felicity. I don't see that happening. He made kind of a popular movie this past year. It was pretty popular. He's part of a couple of kind of popular franchises now. I really don't think he needs to bring back Felicity.
You should have put Felicity in those movies.
Here's the thing. He puts Greg Grunberg in all of them. Greg Grunberg played Sean on Felicity. He's in all of them. He's in all of he's just everything that J.J. Abrams does.
As Greg, what's his face?
No, he plays different parts. Like he's the pilot. He's the pilot who crashes a damn plane in Lost, isn't he, Dan? The pilot who. This is fantastic. When he showed up in the Star Wars movie, I was beside myself. I just became giddy. And he's got such a cool part in the Star Wars movie, too. Like a pretty badass role. So, all right. So I don't see Felicity coming back. But if you look at this list from Pop Sugar, the number one on this list is also kind of number one for me. And that's My So-Called Life. I was so infuriated when they canceled My So-Called Life. It's like, how do you do this? What happens to Angela, and does she end up with Jordan Catalano? These are important. That's an important question. What the hell is going on? I was so angry. It's number one on this Pop Sugar list. What about you guys? We got a ton of texts coming in. Let's get to the phones. Carrie is on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, I think you're lying about Scarface. You said you won't scream out the lines.
Yeah.
I won't give anything away, but I guarantee I won't give anything away, but say hello, .. You're going to yell that out.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I promise I'll control myself. That's actually not my favorite line in the movie.
No, it's not, but that's one everybody knows.
But that's the one that maybe everybody will yell that line out by the time, because that happens about 2 hours and 45 minutes into the movie, too.
Yeah, that is true.
All right.
So my TV show, and actually I've been thinking about two reasons. One, you just talked about Rob Burnett.
Yeah.
Producing one of the films you reviewed. My favorite one-hour docu-comedy, whatever you want to call it, was Ed.
Oh, great show.
And Burnett, and he had a partner, Burnett, and another guy with a B.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but it was Worldwide Pants.
Yep.
And that was a great show.
It really was.
4 years, but it struggled. They couldn't find a time slot. I think Letterman kept it going, but it was an awesome show. The cast just alone, think about the cast. I mean, you got Tom Cavanaugh, yeah. Julie Bowen,
Michael Ian Black,
exactly, yeah. And it goes on and on.
It was a great show. It was a great show. Sweet and funny and really smart.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But I was thinking about it last week because there's a new network that I just discovered called Up.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of it. I was in a hotel room bored flipping channels, and I found Up, and I got home, and I'm like, do I get this Up thing? And I do on Comcast, and from 3 to 7, I think you'd be very pleased. They show an Ed and two Gilmore Girls.
Oh, man. Well, see, I was going to say Gilmore Girls, but that's coming back. Gilmore Girls is coming. Oh yeah, it's coming back. It's coming back to Netflix. They've already started shooting, and they've leaked some photos from the set, and I almost cried.
Wow.
I almost cried. They were in Luke's diner, and I was like, "This is beautiful." So
wow, I did not know that.
Oh yeah,
to check that out.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, yeah, no, you can get a 3-hour block of Ed and Gilmore Girls on this Up network,
there
which
you
is
go.
Pretty cool.
That's quality TV right there. Okay, Ed.
Yes,
I'm sorry, Ed. Okay, Carrie. Ed. Thanks.
Thanks.
See you, man. Yeah, Ed. Great show. That was a really great show. Dan, you liked that show, didn't you?
Yeah, I love that show. Yeah. I mean, it was Justin Long was another person that was in that show. And, you know, we've talked about this before. A sign of a good show is that if once it gets canceled, the actors on it start circulating into other popular shows because the people who made the popular shows love the things, you know. Lost had every single Ed character except for Tom Cavanaugh,
right.
And had almost the entire cast of Deadwood at one point play different characters.
I love that you like to think of these things in some sort of alternate universe where they all
right.
are the same. Like, you even do that for commercials.
Yeah.
Like the Skittles commercial with the girl who kisses the guy and eats his teeth.
Right. That's just before she goes to work at the Sprint store.
That's right.
The lady that is the cake baker for the Comcast business ad who has the cake fall over, has a really bad day because she goes to one grocery store and the cashier turns out to be a conductor, like one of those
right.
things. So she loses out on the grocery. She goes to another grocery store. She meets the Velveeta cheese guys who are guarding the Velveeta cheese.
That's right.
She finds,
she's trying to get What's the item she's trying to get?
I don't remember.
Because they mispronounce it. The guy who's guarding the Velveeta.
Yeah, that's right.
He mispronounces the item.
Yeah, and then finally she comes home. She finally gets home. She's looking to have a nice dinner with her husband. He puts on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, and she jumps into the air and falls, and she breaks her arm.
That's her again?
That's her again.
Wow. You know who I'd like to see get more work? Lily. From the AT&T commercial.
I don't know if she will. I think she's entering flow territory. Where
man,
she's
in House of Lies. If you ever watch that with Don Cheadle, it's on Showtime.
Wait a minute, really?
Mm-hmm. Like the second season.
No,
she has a small.
Really?
Probably like 3-4 episode arc.
Really? Because that's like a like an adult show.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She's not naked or anything.
Oh, okay. I was going to try and be subtle about it, but I appreciate you. She's a babe, man. She's
done comedy stuff.
Yeah, I looked her up on the onlines, but you know, just to see what else she's done. Because every time I see her on those commercials, she was even hot as a little claymation character in the Christmas commercials they did. So, stop motion hot Lily. All right, updated version of Good Times. Someone said Bozo Circus. Someone said. These are all texts. Battle of the Network Stars, Pete said. Ooh, that would be interesting. Jay says Hill Street Blues. It's my favorite TV show of all time. You'd like to see that come back. What about you? What TV shows would you like to see come back? Good morning, everybody. Hi. It's Monday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5, opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6. My dad will call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time coming up a little bit later. And we'll get a repeat of the Blackhawks Express recapping last night's victory over the Blues. We are talking about TV shows that you would like to see make a comeback. The X-Files made its return to TV last night. Being an X-Files fan, a big X-Files fan, I was very excited about it. I have it at home on my DVR, and I'm planning on, if I can get away with it without having any spoilers, I'm going to try and just record all 6 of them and watch them all at one time. But I would love to see some other TV shows come back. What about you? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Let's see. Steve the limo driver says The Office with Michael Scott and Deadwood. Now, we heard the Deadwood. They're making a movie. They are going to do the movie. Finally. Hey, there's something we can ask Tobo about on Friday if he's going to be involved in it. Because Stephen Tobolowsky was in Deadwood. So we can ask him about that. You can ask him live via Skype on Tuesday night if you come to our Groundhog Day screening. 224 area code says Mission Impossible. You know, I think they didn't. Hey, Dan, I don't know if you can look this up on the intranets. I think they did a Mission Impossible in the 90s. Late 80s or early 90s. I want to say that they did a reboot.
88 to 90.
Who was in it? Does it say? Because I remember them, you know, bringing it back.
They did bring back Peter Graves.
Peter Graves was in it, right? So
yeah, I don't recognize anybody else.
Yeah, I don't think it was a big hit. Well, they've got movies now. They've made 6 of them, and they're all good. So, Judy from Joliet says Moonlighting. Yeah, you know, I don't know if that would ever come back because, first of all, Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd hated each other when they were making that show. I don't know if you guys remember all the, you know, the stories, behind-the-scenes stories of them, like, throwing furniture at each other. I mean, they hated each other. And also, Bruce Willis is not going to go back to TV. Cybill Shepherd might.
What if it came back with new people? Would that still count?
I guess if you just, like, maybe have different actors play, like, do a reboot. They do that a lot. You know, like that Mission Impossible stuff for Peter Graves. That was probably all different characters. Ally McBeal. That's a show I never got into, man. With that baby, that creepy baby.
And I was too young to understand what was going on.
He didn't miss anything, really. It did. You know, it was one of the times that Robert Downey had a comeback was on Ally McBeal. He made a comeback on Ally McBeal, but then he blew that comeback by falling asleep in some kid's bed that wasn't his house. Man from U.N.C.L.E. they would like to see come back, Judy, as long as it's not like the Guy Ritchie movie that came out this past year. 815 area code says West Wing should come back with Dulé Hill, who played the president's assistant Charlie running for president. Oh, that's an interesting idea. I like Dulé Hill. Talented dude. Ken from Iowa says, Gilmore Girls, well, they're coming back, Ken. Kevin from Iowa, Kevin, they're coming back. Esmeralda, did you get, you ever like the Gilmore Girls?
I remember watching some, but...
Oh, man. Oh, it's an exquisite show.
It was very much like Dawson's Creek to me, and I thought they spoke way too smart.
Well, they did. They spoke way too smart and way too fast.
You talk smart.
That's a that was kind of the thing, though, Esmeralda, was that was they talked a mile a minute, and all the references, everybody was brilliant. Like, everybody had really witty, sparkling dialogue, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Like, everybody in Stars Hollow spoke really beautifully and very, very quickly, and they had amazing pop culture references at their fingertips. Like, they could drop 50 million pop culture references in a sentence. I love it. I can't wait for it to come back. All right, here's Dixie on WGN. Hey, Dixie.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I liked Coach all the time, you know.
Coach with
Craig Nelson and Jerry Van Dyke.
Craig T. Nelson and Jerry Van Dyke. Jerry.
And Shelley Fabrice.
Shelley Fabrice, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was a big show, very popular show.
Right, yeah, you got themselves in some crazy situation. It was so funny. Yeah.
Okay, Dixie, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coach. I was watching a rerun of The Middle the other day. And I truly am. I love the Eden Schur. She plays Sue Heck on the show. She plays the daughter with the braid. I love her. I absolutely adore her. I just think she's fantastic. You ever watch The Middle, Esmeralda?
I can't get into it.
I think it's an okay show. I think it's entertaining.
I just don't like them.
But I love her. I really, really love Eden Schur. She needs to, like, do more work. You know, that show's still on. But the thing about it is she's hilarious. And the guy who plays her older brother, that guy never has a shirt on. Every time you turn on that show, the kid is shirtless. Every show, he's shirtless. I guess it's a thing. I don't watch the show regularly. I've seen many episodes of it.
And he's not even, it's not even like, oh, no shirt. It's like, oh, I guess.
He's like an awkward teenage kid who never has his shirt on.
Right. Just kind of skinny kid.
Yeah.
Like, eh.
But then you got Sue Heck, who's so charming. She's lovable. She's adorable. I love her. I love her. Anyway, I was watching an episode of The Middle, and Jerry Van Dyke was on the episode. And he plays Patricia Heaton's dad on the show, which I wasn't aware of until I was watching a couple of reruns of The Middle, and there's Jerry Van Dyke.
I'll take Scrubs.
Scrubs was a great show.
Until everyone left and they had those.
Yeah.
Those last seasons were not good.
No, but that was a great show. A really influential show, by the way. Because when Scrubs came out, those weird sort of callback jokes, those sort of fantasy, they cut to a sight gag and then cut back. That wasn't a thing in a regular sitcom. I mean, they would do it on animated sitcoms, but on sitcoms that, you know, were live action, that concept of doing a wacky throwaway flashback gag or a fantasy, 2-second fantasy flashback gag, that really didn't exist until Scrubs made it very popular. Now every sitcom does it. Every sitcom does it now. All right, here is Arisk. Arisk, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. Okay, what do you got?
I like Farscape and The Greatest American Hero, and then I had to add one more, Vanishing Sun. Because Russell Wong and on there as John Ra and the guy who played his brother,
yeah.
Lego.
Yeah.
They were just the most awesome martial artists I've ever seen.
Very cool.
Especially when John Ra got into trouble and his evil brother came and saved him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you mentioned Farscape. I never really watched that show, but everybody I know who likes sci-fi really loves it. And everybody loves The Greatest American Hero. How do you not love The Greatest American Hero?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Aris. Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks,
you,
buddy. Take care. One of the best theme songs ever. The Greatest American Hero. One of the best TV theme songs of all time. And also used as a really hilarious gag on Seinfeld when George recorded George's answering machine was him singing the Greatest American Hero theme song. Devon says, In Living Color with the Fly Girls. Oh, yeah. That was a show that started out strong and ended up weak, though.
I did love In Living Color.
Yeah, it was great for about the first three or four seasons. It was great. And then it just kind of, ugh. Keith wants Magnum P.I. back. Ooh. All right. Well, you'd have to take Selleck away from Blue Bloods.
He can do both, right?
I guess, yeah. He's Sam Selleck. He can do anything.
Does he really do much on Blue Bloods?
He just kind of stands there and goes, go do the job.
Yeah, like you don't see him out on the streets or anything.
I don't know. I don't watch the show because I'm not 92 years old.
I've seen a couple episodes. Wait, doesn't Dan watch it?
Dan doesn't watch Blue Bloods.
Oh, I thought he did.
Every Friday, pal. When you were off filling in for Cochran, me and Noonan were lamenting the fact that Danny Wahlberg gets jammed up every episode as he takes it to the edge trying to make the criminal confess.
We have to break for news. Never fails. I discover something new about Dan Shigrew every show. I was not aware that he was the president of the Blue Bloods fan club. All right. And he's under 90. Okay. We'll be right back. Yeah. Morning, everybody. How are you? It is Monday morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude till 5. Opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6. My dad is going to call in just a few minutes to tell a joke because we like to kick off your work week with a laugh. My dad's been telling jokes his whole life, and it was Steve Cochran's idea. Why don't you have your dad tell a joke on the show? So every Monday morning, my dad tells a joke because it's a jokey time. That's coming up. We've got Blackhawks Express recapping last night's victory over the St. Louis Blues. Yet another shutout for Corey Crawford, who's having a pretty incredible year. But right now, we're talking about the return of the X-Files. They came back last night. Everybody's excited about it, at least X-Files fans are. And we wanted to know what shows that you would like to see come back. And we also discovered that Dan is the biggest fan of Blue Bloods. And apparently then that may, if you and Noonan were having a conversation, then Noonan likes the show too.
He does, yes.
Okay, I don't know why I find that surprising. The demo on that show really is like people between
people who enjoy good television, 80
and 95. It's like the same people who watched Matlock in the 90s, right?
What episode did you see that conveyed that to you?
I haven't seen it. I'm just assuming, you know, because it's CBS, it's Friday night, and CBS is kind of, they had a reputation over the years of having a higher age demographic. I'm being diplomatic about it. NBC actually ran Matlock, right? That was an NBC.
I believe so.
Yeah.
That actually just came in as a text.
They want to bring Matlock back?
The texter said,
everybody's dead.
Yeah, my parents would like Matlock to come back, but I don't think it's possible.
It's not possible.
Is it possible to get a young Matlock?
Like son of Matlock?
No, it would be like a prequel.
Well, Matlock was never young.
No, but you
can get an old dude, an old actor.
Wilford Brimley like.
Right, Wilford Brimley can come in and play Matlock.
No, it would be
Matlock. Oh, Matlock, I got diabetes.
It would be Matlock as a young Matlock.
Oh, okay. So you mean a prequel?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Matlock, the early years.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get all huffy.
Trying to make sure if it actually becomes real, I want my money.
All right. Yeah, all right, we'll do that. I know people, I was a consultant on Friends.
That's true.
So I know what's going on. Freaks and Geeks, somebody put on this list. Can you imagine trying to pay? What would the budget be if you brought the people from Freaks and Geeks back? The actual original people from Freaks and Geeks.
All right, well, what's the girl's not doing anything.
Who, Linda Cardellini?
Right.
She was just in, Hey, I'm Better, I'm Your Dad, with Wahlberg and, Farrell.
Daddy's home.
Right.
Well, see, yeah, she's not doing anything.
What are you talking about? It was like one of the biggest hits of the last year. And it's also very funny. She's very funny in it.
Oh.
All right. You got John Francis Daly. He's not really doing a lot.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Franco. What do you got?
He'll do it, though.
Yeah, of course, it's an art experiment.
Of course he'll do it. He'll do anything. Right now, though, he's in the middle. He doesn't want to break up his concentration because he's in the middle of starring in a movie playing Tommy Wiseau. So you don't want to mess that up. Seth Rogen.
He would, yeah. That would be a lot.
Busy Phillips.
She's, because Cougar Town's done.
Yeah. Jason Segel. Well, what's his, that show's done. I Found My Mom, so that's done.
Right.
Lizzie Kaplan. Ben Foster.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Jason Schwartzman. He's being quirky in the jungle with Mozart.
How long, but what was, how? I mean, how many episodes was he in?
And Shia LaBeoufy.
I don't remember them being in Freaks and Geeks.
I guess they were maybe semi-regulars.
Oh, so we don't need them.
And then, of course, next on the list would be Undeclared, which is another Apatow thing. So, I don't know. But that's, you know, I can't imagine what the budget, I know I didn't really go and check out the budget difference between the first Anchorman and the second one. But you know they had to spend a lot of money to get all those guys back. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they want. I mean, you can't really argue, oh, we can't pay you the whole.
Yeah. Well, I think they probably took a pay cut just to do it. I mean, because normally you're going to fleece a studio as much as you can. But if it's your friend, if it's the guy who started your career.
That's true. But know? I'd be like, but you have the money. That first one was amazing.
Yeah. But the second one sucked.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Was not funny. I was, that was one of the bit that I saw it 2 days in a row. I saw the two biggest disappointments of that Christmas season. It was that, and then I saw The Wolf of Wall Street. And I was, those were two movies that I was looking forward to, maybe that Christmas season, more than any other movies, and I didn't like either of them.
You didn't like Leonardo DiCaprio dancing, popping and locking?
I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was good in it. He's good in everything. I just thought the movie was like 27 hours long. And have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
I have.
Okay, so you saw it before you saw Goodfellas. Now, did you not see... No. I'm not making fun of you.
Right.
Did you not see an unbelievable similarity in terms of... the way that story was told, all the way down to the fact that DiCaprio sounds exactly like Ray Liotta when he's doing the narration?
Yeah, I could see it.
Made me nuts. Made me absolutely nuts.
Quick aside, Esmeralda, I love that Leo DiCaprio Days of the Week thing you posted a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Starts with Inception, like right? The first one's Inception when he wakes up, then Revenant.
Right. Wednesday's Wolf.
Wednesday is Wolf. So
right, Thursday's.
No, Wednesday isn't Wolf.
No, yeah. Wolf is Thursday because Friday is Gatsby.
Thursday is Shutter Island.
That's right. So Shutter Island is Wednesday, right?
No. Because Wednesday is Wolf because he's still crawling.
Oh, he's crawling. Oh, that's right, because he's crawling out to the car.
Right.
Okay. That's after the lewds kicked in.
Right.
Right. so then Friday is Gatsby. Yep. That's pretty funny.
That
I saw that.
That's a pretty good scene, though.
What?
Where he's on the... Quaaludes.
That's the best scene in the movie. To me, that's the best scene in the movie. Except for when he gets home and then starts trying to do a Heimlich maneuver for 15 minutes on Jonah Hill because he's choking on ham. I was like, what the hell is going on and why is this scene 15 minutes long? That's what I felt about the whole movie. It's like I'm watching the scene. I'm like, okay, cut here, Marty. Oh, it's going to go on another 10 minutes. This is what I was expecting. I was expecting this scene to go on another 10 minutes.
Critical moment in the movie.
People, I'm in the minority though. People
Ham's
love that.
Stuck in his throat.
That's right. They bust him through a tape. Don't they go flying? Doesn't he go flying through like a glass table?
I think so.
The movie was ridiculous. But man, that Margot Robbie. Those scenes should have been 15 minutes longer. All of her scenes, all of her nude scenes, should have been 15 minutes. If you're gonna extend scenes, make sure she's naked in them.
Isn't she, she's in that one movie, the...
She's in the Suicide Squad.
Or Big Short.
She's in the Big Short, yes. She's very funny in it. She has one scene in the Big Short.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Very funny. But she's now getting all this buzz for the Suicide Squad.
Right.
She plays, what's her, Quinn? Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, number six on this list,
mm-hmm.
Wonderfalls.
Yeah.
Regular listeners to this show know if they were listening 10 years ago or 11 years ago when that show was, not popular, but when it was on the air, I kind of lost my mind. And I led like a petition to get it released on DVD because Fox canceled it like after 5 episodes and there were like 6 left or something. And I was beside myself because I loved that show. I had Brian Fuller on, the guy who created it, who also created, and we were talking about this off the air, Pushing Daisies, another mm-hmm. great show that got canceled too soon.
And Dead Like Me.
Dead Like Me. And, incredibly, it lasted three seasons. He also did Hannibal. This guy is phenomenal.
Yeah, he did some good stuff.
He's phenomenal. And Caroline DeVerna was the star of Wonder Falls. I had her on. And I like to feel that I'm responsible for the fact that they released it on DVD. The whole series.
I mean, I'm going to say yes.
Nobody else gave a damn. I was losing my mind over it. And it's available. You can see it. Wonder Falls is a tremendous show. Really inventive, really crazy, really original, wonderful, with an incredibly charming lead performance by Caroline DeVerna. Oh, man. You should have heard the interview with her. I was just like, hi. I just became like jelly. Oh, aww. Caroline DeVerna, hi. She rules on Hannibal. Rules. So, all right. Wonder Falls is on the list. And how about Trophy Wife?
I never watched it, but I did see, you know, commercials and things, and it looked funny.
Apparently, it was really good. Malin Ackerman, who I'm not really a big fan of. Mm-hmm. Marcia Gay Harden, who rules the planet. And, of course, the aforementioned Michaela Watkins, who continues to work all the time after she got canned from SNL. G says, how about Time Tunnel? Ooh, modern version of Time Tunnel.
What's that?
It's a sci-fi show from the 60s.
Okay.
30-something. And how about a more PC version of F-Troop? God, has anybody ever gone back? Have you ever gone back and watched F-Troop? It's amazing. You really, a lot of shows in the 60s and 70s, you know, the times were different.
Right.
And
yes.
The portrayal of Native American. Native Americans is just horrendous. Terrifying. Tony says, Firefly and The Wire. How come we haven't, I expected to get, I have like two pages of text here. I expected half of them to be Firefly. How come, I mean, seriously, have you been editing out the Fireflies?
I do try to eliminate repeats.
Because, I mean, I thought sure, like 80 million people would just call in and say Firefly.
And who did that?
Joss Whedon.
Oh, okay, Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
What has he done lately?
Well, the Avengers movies.
Oh, okay. So he's busy.
Yeah.
He's got
time. And he wrote Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Wrote Cabin in the Woods with Drew Goddard, who directed it. Who, by the way, Drew Goddard, Oscar nominee this year. I like to say he should have won the Oscar for Cabin in the Woods. He's nominated for that hilarious screenplay he wrote for that hilarious movie, The Martian.
Hmm.
All right, really quickly, we got a break, and my dad's going to tell a joke. Here's Pat. Hey, Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I wish Mad TV would come back. That was hilarious.
Mad TV. That
they're
was
doing a reunion. Yeah.
They are doing a reunion. Did you know that, Pat? That they're doing a reunion?
No, I didn't know that. When's it on?
I don't know. You might want to check on the intranets. That's how I saw it. I saw it posted on the intranets.
My favorite episode was the paintball boot camp episode where he was the coach. It was hilarious.
You know, that's where Key and Peele came from.
Yeah, I know.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, Pat, thanks.
Thanks.
I never could get into it.
What about Key and Peele?
No, Key and Peele.
They just
stopped.
I know.
And they're making movies.
I know.
Keanu.
Come on, guys.
Keanu. It's going to be the best movie ever made. It's my favorite movie poster ever.
It's adorable.
It's unbelievable how they gangsted up this cat, this little kitten.
Really? That unbelievable?
They blinged him up. Oh, my God. Just the I mean, obviously, they photoshopped the cat to look that way, like his face.
Yeah.
Because he looks gangsta. He looks like a little kitten gangsta. It's going to be the best. People, I'm telling you, if you have not seen the trailer for the movie Keanu, and it's spelled like Keanu Reeves, look it up. It's Key and Peele's movie. It's coming out in April. It's going to be the best movie ever made in the history of cinema. Citizen what? You know? Gone with the what?
Exactly.
Exactly, right.